Drugs known as proton pump inhibitors have proven incredibly successful in combating stomach ulcers and reflux. In fact, globally, this is a $12 billion industry. But there's a new study which has just shown a link between this drug and increased chance of heart attacks. We're joined by our science correspondent, Chris Smith. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Fran.
This is a very worrying finding for anyone who's taking one of these proton pump inhibitors.
It's a very big difference as well in risk. This is a study which has been done by a guy called Nick Leeper, who's a researcher at Stanford over in California. And he and his colleagues at Stanford, including one called Nigam Shah, who's the first author on this paper in PLOS One, this story highlights really two things. One, obviously the cardiac risk associated with what are probably the most widely prescribed drugs in the world. And secondly, the real power of big data and how electronic patient records can reveal things that previously were hidden to us because they were too difficult to access. So what this group did was they'd written some computer software that will now interrogate electronic patient records, and they roped in data from 3 million US patients or US-based medical patients, and they extracted from their medical records individuals' information about whether or not they were taking proton pump inhibitors. And these are agents like omeprazole and lansoprazole. They work by stopping the cells in the stomach that make stomach acid from making acid, and in this way they treat ulcers and they treat things like esophageal reflux disease. They then asked, did any of these individuals have a risk of heart attack, or what was their risk of heart attack? What was their outcome? And they compared people who were on these agents with people who weren't on these agents. And this is, of course, an observational study. It's not looking for causation. It's asking, is there an association? And what they found is that individuals who were taking these proton pump inhibitors had between a 15 and 20% increase in their apparent risk of having a heart attack compared with people who weren't taking the drugs. Now, I put it to Nick Leeper when I spoke to him, well, perhaps people who are on these drugs are already sick individuals. Perhaps they're already more likely to be in contact with the doctor. Could they therefore have a higher rate of being picked up for having heart disease? And this is what's leading you to conclude they have a higher rate of heart attack. And he said, we don't think so, because what they also did was to ask, well, are there any patient groups who are being treated with drugs that are not proton pump inhibitors but are antacid type agents? And specifically, there's a class of agents called the antihistamines, which are used, and these include ranitidine, for example, to stop stomach acid but via a completely different mechanism. Those patients did not have an increase in their risk of heart attack, so they're pretty comfortable that the observation they're making is a real association.
Well, it's as you say, if these are one of the most widely prescribed set of drugs in the world, we really should be giving people some sense now of what they should do if they're currently taking these drugs.
Indeed. And what the researchers emphasise is that they're not telling people at this stage, oh, stop taking your drugs. That could be a dangerous thing to do, because at the same time, these drugs are very effective. And if your risk of having a heart attack is very small, a 15% increase in having a heart problem on top of a very small risk is not a big risk. But your risk of dying of, say, a bleeding stomach ulcer could be a big risk. So you don't want to die of a bleeding stomach ulcer through trying to mitigate your risk of having a heart attack. What they do urge patients to do is, armed with this sort of information, to go and see their doctor and weigh up those risks and then make a decision. There are other therapeutic options available. They also emphasise that this is an association that they've seen. It's not causation, and they need to do more work on this to try and understand the exact mechanism. But they do think they understand the mechanism, because it looks like a side effect of these proton pump inhibitors is to inhibit an enzyme that's active in the walls of blood vessels that normally breaks down a chemical that stops your blood vessels relaxing. So they think that people who are on these agents have blood vessels that are a bit stiffer than they should be, and this is probably making them more susceptible to damage by high blood pressure and more likely to form a blood clot in the vessel, or a thrombus, which then blocks the vessel and can trigger a heart attack.
Well, better spread the word about the PPIs. And Chris, just briefly, in the on the week that Jurassic World, the fourth in the Jurassic Park series of movies, is released, the remains of blood cells have been found in 75-million-year-old dinosaur fossils.
That's right. Susanna Maidment's a researcher at Imperial College, and she and her colleagues have borrowed some bones from the Natural History Museum in London. These are 75-million-year-old dinosaur fossils. And they're building on a story which emerged probably in the last 10 years or so, that there might not be just stone in a dinosaur fossil, there may well be original tissue left from the organism, the animal itself. And they've put these fossil remains under an electron microscope and seen things that look like blood cells. They've seen things that look like fibrous tissues and sinews in there. They've also subjected them to chemical analysis. And what they see are signatures consistent with there being cells and tissue in there, confirming that perhaps the observations made by a lady called Mary Schweitzer back in about 2005, that she said she got soft tissue from a 68-million-year-old T-Rex fossil, she almost certainly is right, and that these preserved tissues are probably a lot more common than we first thought. Moreover, it shows that you probably really can get blood from a stone.
Okay, good on you. Chris Smith, thank you very much. Talk to you again next Friday.
Welcome. Bye, Fran.
Chris Smith, Dr. Chris Smith, and you can catch him again tonight with the Naked Scientists at 10 o'clock here on RN.